Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
So Brad, it looks like there's a new place to eat at the Caribbean Beach Resort.
Yeah, so can we start off by pointing out that I feel like Shudders.
No, we can't, Brad. That was a flawless opening and we have to use it.
Shudders closed down. Shuttered. Thank you, Disney. And it was for refurbishment, I feel like, which in the town that I currently live is code for it's never ever coming back. But I thought at Disney actually meant things came back. And I thought it was going to be Shudders. And in fact, wasn't there like concept? There was concept art of this restaurant being reopened as Shudders, and suddenly it's not Shudders anymore.
Yeah, I think Imagineering may have had a few internal private meetings between then and now.
Okay, so here's my question. Wait, let's just get this out of the way. The new name, Sebastian's Bistro. Because not enough crabs have bistros, but this one does.
This is a further IPization of Disney parks, and I won't stand for it.
You know. But
characters everywhere.
No. But that is my question. Now coming into, so get that out of the way. And you know, you said some internal discussions in Imagineering. Do you think those were really? I mean, like they were internal discussions, but were they in Imagineering or like among Imagineering members, or were they in Imagineering? As in, the boss came in and said, "You're going to be doing this next because we need more characters."
Probably that one.
Yeah. So that's kind of what I'm thinking. And I don't know. Do you have an issue with it being Sebastian's Bistro?
No.
Okay, cool. Because neither do I.
I mean, I think this is the most innocent kind of character, you know, insertion you can do. And I think it's fine. It's cute, and it's at the Caribbean Beach Resort, which is a moderate resort. But I think of all the moderate resorts, it's the one that caters the most to families. And so I think having a more whimsical type restaurant like this makes the most sense.
Really? So you would have... So what are the moderates? The moderates are the two Port Orleans resorts.
Two Port Orleans, Caribbean, Coronado. And I think that's it.
So I would probably say... I guess I would think maybe French Quarter would be the most family-ish. But you would say...
Why do you say that?
I really don't know. I don't know. But for some reason, Caribbean Beach, I associated... I don't know who I associated it with. No, Old Key West is DVC, right?
It's at least... Yeah, I think it's DVC now.
So I think maybe that's the problem. Maybe I just tie Old Key West and Caribbean Beach together, and maybe that's why I have trouble. Like, maybe that's why I don't first think family for Caribbean Beach. And, you know, I've never stayed at Caribbean Beach myself, so that probably also affects what I can and cannot say about it.
So the reason that I said that is, of all of them, it's the most fun, I guess. It's designed after the most kind of like fun vacation-y type thing. You know, you go to the beach and that's more fun than like, you know, this one's designed after Mexico. This one's designed after the French Quarter in New Orleans. See, and it's funny to me that you said that French Quarter would be the most family friendly. I've never stayed there, but I have always assumed that French Quarter would be nicer because Riverside and French Quarter just feel more premium than if you say, I'm going to go stay at Caribbean Beach.
And see, I would totally think Caribbean Beach. So, I mean, I definitely think Riverside has that feeling. I don't, and it's not, that's not a knock on French Quarter. It's just like, so premium, like let's agree that Grand Floridian is more premium than the Polynesian. Let me rephrase that. Let's not agree.
I know what you mean.
let's say that Brad is saying that is my definition of premium. Not that the Polynesian is a bad resort, but the Grand Floridian is more frou-frou-y, right?
Yeah, and I would even say more. I think I would even say more premium. I think if you were to ask me, what do you consider a premium hotel? I think I would say the Grand Floridian is the most, you know, kind of luxurious, and it certainly feels like it costs the most.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It doesn't just feel that way because it does.
Right. But the Poly and the Contemporary, while both are very nice, the Polynesian, I would say, is the most family friendly one because it's kind of the most fun. It's whimsical with the Polynesian feeling. And so those feel hard to compare too. You know? You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. they don't feel like the same experience. The type of person who is going to want to stay at the Grand Floridian is far different than the type of person who wants to stay at the Polynesian Village. The same way that I would say the type of person who would want to stay at the Grand Californian in Disneyland is probably a lot different than the type of person who would want to stay at the Disneyland Hotel or the Boardwalk Hotel.
Right.
You know, they're just much, much different hotels.
Yeah. And so I guess it's interesting to me because, yeah, I've always been associating Caribbean Beach with that more high end, I don't know, maybe secluded experience or something. But yeah, I can definitely see your point there. And probably, I don't know, looking at it, because what Caribbean Beach has pirate themed rooms, Riverside has the Princess and the Frog themed rooms. And I don't even know that French Quarter has themed rooms. So I guess I'm in the wrong here because yeah, looking at it from that perspective, and Coronado is the business hotel, right?
Right. It's okay. The one with convention center. Yeah.
Okay. Cause I, like I said, that was my feeling on that one. And on the, on the premium level, that's the Contemporary because yeah. It's also got a convention center. So,
well, and I think for the moderates, you have to use the word theming loosely. God, they're such a weird, they're right in the middle.
They're you like know, have, moderate. They're like right between. Well, No. It's a good. I'm just saying, like, it's a good name for what they are.
It is because, like, you have the Grand Floridian and the Polynesian Village on the deluxe side, and those are themed to the teeth. Like every aspect of those resorts is themed, and then you go down to the values, and like the Pop Century just got that excellent upgrade. You know, the rooms are great and they look good and they're all, you know, they're just very unique the way the rooms look now in the Pop Century. And then you have the moderates. And I would use the word theming loosely, especially when talking about the Caribbean Beach and its pirate theme. Because those rooms just feel like hotel rooms. You know, in Coronado, there are certainly colors mm-hmm. that are reminiscent of Mexico, but not much else. I mean, that is a room with a door that opens to the outside, a king-size bed when we stay there, and a bathroom. Like, there's not much in the way of theming, especially if you go and look at... Universal's Cabana Bay? Is that what they call it? They're
that
cheap.
That sounds rightish. Yeah,
they're low tier. Their cheap hotel is themed like a '60s beach party, and the rooms are beautiful, and there's no question about where you're staying, and the outside is gorgeous, and the pool is wonderful, and I think specifically with that hotel, Universal's beating the pants off of Disney when it comes to theming. But the moderates are in this middle ground where they're not bad, but they're not particularly good either. And I feel like you either have to go lower, you have to go to the values to get Pop Century, to get that really good theming, or, you know, go up to $400, $500, $600, $700 a night to visit one of the deluxe resorts. And that's not to say that the moderates aren't going to get, you know, redone soon. I'm sure that all of the resorts will eventually get a redo, because they've done in the last decade, they've done the Poly, they've done Pop Century, so, and I'm sure they've done others, but I'm sure the moderates will get their day in the sun, but it's just a, I don't know, you know, Claire and I love Coronado Springs, and outside, it's beautiful. The theming on the outside of the buildings, I say, is really good, but the inside of the hotel rooms especially is just meh.
You're not a fan of the Motel 6 south of the border, yeah, theme? I mean, come that's on, man. Just,
I mean, that's honestly what it is. And yeah, it and again, you know, we've talked at length about hotels and how you're there to sleep and shower, pretty much, you know. And so you get there at 10 p.m., take a shower, go to bed, get up at 8 a.m., go to the parks, and get back at 10 p.m. Like, it's not, you know, there's really not a whole lot of reason to have a super nice hotel room unless you just want it. I feel like that's just what Disney's going for right now.
Yeah, so I, you know, there's also the possibility that, you know, that changing Shutters into... Or redoing Shutters, I guess. Not so much changing Shutters into Sebastian's Bistro.
Oh, yeah,
Bistro,
we were talking about a restaurant, weren't we?
Because I totally think that has more to do with the, you know, the name change has a lot more to do with the new focus on getting more characters in the parks.
Right.
But just redoing that restaurant, and, you know, they're also redoing their market area there, which I think is maybe more their, like, quick service, basically. But, you know, kind of revitalizing the public areas of that resort. And I would, you know, I would not be surprised to see more updates. Kind of like you said, you know, their time in the sun is going to come, right?
Right.
So it's just I think it's just going to be a matter of when. But now,
I just had a thought, and I mm-hmm. have not had any time to research it, but did they change the menu at all?
Yeah, like you said, I haven't had time. Well, and they haven't announced the menu from what I've seen. You know, looking at the Disney Park blog post, which is code for press release from Disney, yeah, you know, they just say, yeah, a menu that blends Latin and Caribbean flavors from market fresh ingredients.
Okay.
So, you know, take from that what you will. And I'm not sure what Shutter's old menu was, but it sounds to me like they're going in a new direction, you know? So I guess that works for them. Now, here's the one question that I do have for you. They're going to be serving Caribbean and Latin food, right?
Uh-huh.
Is Sebastian's Bistro going to serve seafood?
I would be shocked if shrimp is not on the menu.
Are they going to serve crab, Jeremy?
I would be shocked if shrimp is not on the menu.
there's got to be some sustainable catch of the day as well, right? I mean, that's kind of a mainstay on most of the menus now, right?
Yeah, I do not think they will serve crab. I think that would be far too...
on the nose, as it were. Yeah.
Well, and a little bit creepy to all the cheerins.
Right. Well, you know, you could serve like crab cakes or something. Do kids really know that Sebastian, like, have kids made that connection that Sebastian is a crab and not, you know, or at least I guess I don't know. I'm sure there are kids with better palates than mine, but I don't remember ever wanting a crab cake when I was a kid anyway. But that, you know, that crab cake thing is the same thing as Sebastian.
Well, but I mean, you've heard that song he sings in Little Mermaid. I am a crab.
Yes.
I am a crab.
Dude.
Do not eat crab cakes. I am a crab.
Are they gonna have the chef?
Oh gosh, that would be amazing.
I mean, there's an entire scene that involves a restaurant and Sebastian, and now they have named. How am I just realizing this?
Oh my gosh, they could do a dinner show.
Le poisson, le.
They could do a show, and they could have like a table with an animatronic Sebastian and an animatronic chef, and he's just like popping up, and the chef's trying to get him. Oh, that'd be great.
And all the children would be just unable to do anything other than cry.
This is what you're eating.
Right.
He was alive and now he's dead. And then, yeah, at the end of the show, the chef clearly has to catch him and throw him in boiling water.
It's le poisson.
It's dinner and it's educational. This place should be in Epcot.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Let's just add it. Where are we going to put that? How about Germany? Germany seems like a good spot, right?
Germany?
Yeah, you know, the Germanic influences that spoke to The Little Mermaid. Prince Eric
was... Evel Knievel could make that leap, bud.
Prince Eric was from Germany. It wasn't really well covered.
He was German descent.
Okay, so here's the thing. Crab cakes.
I need to see his Ancestry.com results.
you want to see some DNA results before you're going to...
Yeah, let me get his 23andMe printout and we'll talk.
Right. So I can get that, yes, you can't serve crab because it is too on the nose. But
yeah,
they could definitely do le poisson, right? I mean, you could sneak that one in there.
That would be a good joke for the parents.
Yes. So I you know what? That would make me even more. And again, I'm not even not behind this because I really don't have an issue with, you know, that level of IPification in that area and done in that way. Because,
right.
You know, I think it works. And it doesn't, it seems like at least, and yes, concept art is at the end of the day concept art. But looking at the concept art, it doesn't look like we're going to end. Like, it still looks not Chuck E. Cheese, right?
Oh, yeah,
But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
They're not leaning so far into the character side of things that it becomes that.
Yeah, Sebastian's not all over the walls and everything. I'm trying to think of a restaurant that actually does that, and thankfully there aren't too many coming to mind, or any coming to mind, really.
I mean, so you could even argue to some extent a Joe's Crab Shack, sort of.
Oh yeah, no, I was thinking of hotel or restaurants on property.
No. Yeah, none. I mean, maybe Pizza Rizzo.
Yeah.
And I'm not even like I'm.
But I mean, also I his character is kind of made to be annoying and everywhere and stuff. So that may even play into the theming more. But I take your point that it's not like this is Sebastian's bistro, not restaurant featuring Sebastian everywhere. Like this is this plays as a restaurant that he would actually like open.
And I could do with like some nice, like light. Muzaki Little Mermaid soundtrack going on in the background and stuff. I could get down to some of that. And the CD that will inevitably never come.
Yeah. It'll be released in Tokyo for a restaurant that's not even in Tokyo, but they'll get the music
for it.
Music for everything.
Right. That 12 CD set they get for their 35th anniversary. Yeah. Oh my gosh, dude. That's so crazy.
It's another shout out from my boy Tom Amin. Everybody go check him out. He does the best piano versions of Disney music. And I still think that the California Grill needs to hire him as the full-time pianist because his music is incredible and he does a wonderful job of covering Disney music. So everybody go check out Tom Amin. This episode brought to you by Tom Amin.
On the YouTubes?
Oh, sure. YouTubes, okay. iTunes. He's everywhere, man.
Oh, okay. Okay. He's Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah.
On the Spotify's, on the Google Plays, all that stuff.
They call him Tom Pitbull a meme.
Dolly. Anyway. So, Jeremy, I am double check because here's the thing. The next thing on this list does not make sense to me. Okay. Because, and maybe it's to some extent because we live in Texas, but I think everywhere this doesn't make sense right now. And Florida, it doesn't, right? Like Florida's like Texas.
I think Florida's worse than we have it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because pumpkin spice lattes are already a thing at Disney.
Brad, have you ever been to a Hobby Lobby?
Yes. Yes. As a matter of fact, I just went to a Hobby Lobby this week because my dear wife wanted to go find something, and so I got to go to the Hobby Lobby.
Did you notice any type of indoor shrubbery that's already available to buy at Hobby Lobby?
Oh, but...
a holiday time indoor plant.
So that's different, right? Like, here's the thing. If you showed me pictures of, you know, the Joffrey's kiosk getting their first shipment of syrup in, right? But they're actually, like, selling these things. That's prepping, you know? Which I did find it interesting. So again, Hobby Lobby in Texas, that all of the Christmas stuff was already out and for sale, and all of the like fall stuff was already like 40-50% off, and was what you could tell was kind of being shoved out for the Christmas, like it was already working its way out of the system, and I'm like, it hasn't started yet. But yeah, so I do get your point, but that like that it seems a little early. Yes.
Yeah, I mean honestly, it's real early. But, I mean, also people love pumpkin spice lattes and they'll buy them year-round. So why not introduce them early? Because you don't want to have them year-round because that takes the mystery away. Then they're not as cool. But, I mean, you introduce them a little earlier every year. Make it to where instead of you have 9 months on, 3 months on, 9 months off. Then you start to have 4 months on, then five, and then pretty soon you just have pumpkin spice lattes half the time.
So you're the guy who says that that the McRib and the Shamrock Shake shouldn't be around all the time. You're one of those people, aren't you?
I think the McRib is an abortion, and the McRib shouldn't be around and ever. The McRib is yuck.
Fine,
that's ribs.
Jeremy.
That's ribs with no bones, bud. If
fine.
You know what? You know the funny thing about ribs is they're literally named for the bone. So, I mean, that's like having a T-bone steak without a bone in it. Bones in the name.
You know, but not if it's a T-bone sandwich or something like
you
that.
You just got a T space.
A Mick T-bone, okay? So, anyway, but yes, yeah, so pumpkin spice lattes apparently available at, what was that, Yacht Club? Is that where it was? Yeah,
yes.
Yacht Club Resort.
And the pricing is actually
yes, that's
pretty
the other
good.
Thing that I, that's the other thing that I was going to bring up. Like,
see, I didn't even think about the fact that it was too early. I was like, dang, I could get a large pumpkin spice for $4.50. That's pretty good.
Well, what, $4.60 plus tax, so... Let's go ahead and call that like $5. But
what's the sales tax in Florida? I don't know.
Six point something. I don't know. 20 point something. It could
20.
Be any of the,
that's bad.
Somewhere in between those. But yeah, like when did stuff become, or is it just that coffee shops have made us all so used to crazy prices?
Yeah,
that
$5 seems cheap.
Right, right. Or at minimum reasonable, right? Reasonable for a large to only cost you $4.60 plus tax. And the thing is, again, like we don't live in the highest, like I if we find that to be a reasonable price, there's probably places where that would be considered cheap for a large latte,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure. I mean, I'm trying to think. It's been a while since I've actually bought something other than coffee at Starbucks, but I'm trying to think what a venti pumpkin spice latte costs. And I think
I bet you it's at least $5.
It's $6, I think, after tax and everything. And
that
and
seems
Texas
about right.
State tax, but so that's a competitive price, which I think the more like noteworthy thing about this is not that the pricing seems cheap, even though it's not. It's that something at Disney World is priced competitively. I think is the more, you know, crazy thing, because
it's
this
moving
is a
on
place,
down, man.
This is a place where a bottle of water, you know, can cost you $5, and the fact that some food item at a Disney World location is even priced the same as at a Starbucks outside of Disney World is quite nice.
But so okay, so here's the only thing, Jeremy. You say it's $4.60, right? Plus tax.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually like, let's call it $200 minimum, because I got to fly down there. I've got to get the Uber to the yacht club. I mean, this starts getting expensive, and I've been told that pumpkin spice is the basic lifestyle, and I admit that I am too old to understand all of that, but I feel like that's no longer basic, right? So I guess I'm not going to get to enjoy my pumpkin spice till it rolls out in the rest of the world. But I guess Disney can be just continue to be a little bit ahead of the trends.
Brad, you just said basic. I think it may be time to end the episode.
Okay.
I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouth.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.